This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And you know, if you listen to the show at all, and I know many of you are regular listeners, that I try and spend some time regularly on the show talking about myths about food and trying to set people on the right path so that they make their buying decisions for the right reasons. And, you know, it's a great position to be in a supermarket as a dietitian because we sell everything. So I have no particular strong feelings about anything that we sell, but I do have strong feelings about making sure you're making your buying decisions for the right reasons. So one of the things that is very important to me is that I try and communicate science-based information to you, to the listeners, to customers in the stores. And to that end, one of the people that has helped me over the years to learn more about science and different parts of our world is joining me by phone today, and her name is Covenson Apathy. And she and some other moms that we'll be talking about just put out a new documentary called Science Moms Documentary, and we're going to be talking about that and doing some myth busting. So welcome to the show, Coven. How are you?
I'm doing well, Leah. Thanks for having me.
I was trying to think back before I came on the show about when I first became aware of you, and I know it's been probably about, it's at least 3 years, if not longer. Does that kind of sound about right to you?
Yeah. And hopefully we'll meet in person someday.
I know.
And interacting since then.
I know.
I'm sure we will.
I know. We've come so close. And sometimes I'll see you on your Twitter feed that you're someplace. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was supposed to go to that, or I could have gone to that. And I could have met Coven. And we have a mutual friend, you know, Carl Haro von Mogel is a mutual friend. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes. And I did know that.
Yeah.
An awesome, nerdy, informative, cool guy.
And he makes his own shirts, which is so super cool with the corn and things on them.
Yeah. I love his shirts. And I love his Frankenfood, the
his
character that he designed.
Yes.
To demystify plant breeding and biotechnology.
Well, and you know, his wife, Ariella, is a dietitian, and she did her internship here in the Asheville area. So that's how Carl and I, we had been in contact on email and social media. And then we ended up meeting here in Asheville while his wife was, when she was finishing up her internship. And
I didn't know the connection. That's cool.
Yeah. And then,
awesome too.
Yeah, she's great. And he and I ended up doing a talk on, to the internship about, he did it on plant breeding, genetic engineering, and I did it about like consumer fears around food and, you know, what kind of responsibility we have as dietitians to help bust some of those myths. I think it was a great presentation. He's a great speaker. He's a really good guy and he's so smart. So we can pass along. We just gave him like a whole couple minutes full of like attaboys.
I'll tell him.
But we're here to talk.
Know.
We're here to talk about the documentary and also to do some myth busting about food. And I watched the documentary and it's less than 30 minutes, right?
Right. It's a short documentary. It's 30 minutes. And really what it aims to do is not to really tell moms what to think, but talk more about how we think about issues surrounding food, health, and medicine, especially when it comes to parenting, and especially because so much of the fear-based misinformation around parenting is targeted to moms in particular.
I totally agree. Tell us a little bit about the genesis of the group, Science Moms, because it's also a Facebook page and you can find them as Science Moms is it SciMom or Science Moms on Facebook?
On Facebook, it's Science Moms. And then there's also a page called Sci Moms, which is kind of new, a spin-off project we're all working on. So more to come with that. But yes, just find Science Moms on Facebook. The genesis of the project was an interesting story. It all started with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ah.
And that's because these five moms, so plant geneticist Anastasia Bodnar, neuroscientist Allison Bernstein, human molecular geneticist Layla Kadirai, and then Jenny Splitter and I were both communicators and not scientists, but the point is that we can all be science moms, right?
Sure.
We all knew each other for a while and had been discussing communication and genetic engineering and kind of working, passing ideas along on how to tackle some of these issues. When we realized that a number of celebrity moms, including Gwyneth Paltrow and Sarah Michelle Gellar, had come out in opposition to, quote, GMOs, and I put that in quotes because it's a rather meaningless term, really. And Layla and Allison are huge Buffy fans, and they were very upset that their idol had gone in this direction. So we decided to write an open letter to celebrity moms asking them to, you know, weigh these issues, especially genetic engineering, in this particular letter with facts and not fear. And the filmmaker, Natalie Newell, who at the time was a Montessori educator, she's an educator by profession, she loved the letter, just decided that she wanted to make a film about it. We spoke with her and made sure that our visions aligned, and then the film was crowdfunded, and then here we are about 2 years later with Science Moms.
That's so cool. So, you know, when I watched the documentary, well, so I've met Natalie. I don't know if you knew that. I met Natalie in St. Louis last year. So I met her, but I don't, and I think I know everybody else that was in the documentary because of interacting with them on Twitter, primarily on Twitter. I think maybe some on some different Facebook groups. But for folks who are looking for this documentary, it's very inexpensive to download. It's a really great documentary, Coven, and we're going to talk more about like the tone of it and some of the things that you some of the myths and some of the food fears you address. But folks, go to sciencemomsdoc.com, and it's very easy. It takes you maybe 30 seconds to download this documentary. It's very inexpensive. It's something that, you know, you should share with your mom's group. If you're in a mom's group, stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, and I'm speaking with Coven Synapathy. And Coven, we didn't really say who you are or what you did. I apologize. You're in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm a communicator and columnist covering food, health, medicine, and agriculture and parenting, as well as politics and kind of the intersections of all of these topics, because they really do overlap quite a bit. And I'm also a mom of two.
Yes, I see your cute little ones on Facebook because we're Facebook friends. So I see a cute little one. And in your background, do you have a science background or a degree in science?
I do not. I've always been into communication and science. Actually, I grew up with a scientist as a dad. I've taken some coursework. But really, I rely on experts and, of course, an understanding of how to parse scientific data. But yeah, I'm talking to experts, from scientists to doctors to farmers to dietitians every day, all day. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I really love doing that.
And you've been very generous about reaching out to me for a number of articles, and that's been kind of fun to be able to comment on things. Do you know, I don't know if you know my background before I became a dietitian, my degree was in speech communication. So with a minor in writing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I think that's really helped me quite a bit. I don't know, maybe why I like the social media space so much too.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the documentary, folks. If you're looking for it online, I highly recommend this. It's right at about 30 minutes, even a little bit less, and it's called the Science Moms or Science Moms Documentary. Find it online at sciencemomsdoc.com. You know, Coven, when I watched it, what really impressed me is there's just a really lovely tone to this documentary. It's very gentle and humorous, and it's not like an in-your-face science documentary. It's more like these really lovely women sharing their experiences with humor and grace and intelligence. And I think what I found is, like, there were so many things that resonated as I was listening to these different women. I'm thinking, I felt like that. Yes, I remember thinking that. I remember reading that. So congratulations. I thought it was really outstanding.
Well, I really appreciate that you saw that. That's really our intent. I mean, although you might see the science moms themselves being pretty active on Twitter, sometimes we'll engage with belligerent kind of trolls who come after us with these ad hominem attacks, and yeah, we'll go after them. But when someone just has a question, a question or a doubt, like, we're all here to talk about it, because we can't all be experts on everything. And while the film covers some of the most fraught issues in parenting, like GMOs, vaccines, homeopathy, this idea that natural is better than synthetic, we also realize and share some of the underlying concerns, these socioeconomic anxieties that people have underneath their opposition or fear around some of these issues. So we get that people are worried about corporate control of the food system and, by extension, of the people. We get that people are worried about health and about everything from the patenting of life forms to autism to cancer. We get all of that, and those are real concerns, and we share those concerns. And I'm of the school of thought that if we don't address and talk about these and simply just throw citations at people and say, look, here's the science, here's the evidence, these are facts, so of course you should change your mind now, it just, ironically enough, the data shows that it doesn't work.
Well, I think that, you know, that's, you're right on target. I think that it is, it's harder sometimes to just listen and try and figure out where a person is coming from and say, and be in that space of being sympathetic and empathetic and listening, and not automatically going for the throwing the science at somebody. And I think that that's what you all were very successful in the movie, in the documentary, because you do sort of strike that chord of, hey, we're moms. We've done some of these things. We've had these concerns. And this is why we feel the way we do about vaccines, homeopathy, genetic engineering, chemicals in our food. I have a question for you. You know, when you... So you have several topics you kind of address in the documentary. Did you guys come up with this, like, okay, here's all the things that we think we should talk about, and did you have to narrow it down? Were there ones that you wished you had time to go to address?
I think, you know, the filming happened about 2 years ago for me, at least. And looking back, I mean, I stand by everything I said, but I might, you know... Over those 2 years, I might have covered different issues, but really the filmmaker here decided what topics to cover. She kind of knew what we stood for, and we just, you know, talked, and it came together in the way that it did. I think that the topics that are covered in the film that you mentioned are especially effective because a few of these, especially GMOs and vaccines, they kind of are a metaphor for much wider concerns, right? When people are worried about GMO, for example, they're not necessarily worried about genetic engineering. They're worried, again, about corporate control of the food system, about intellectual property, about pesticides and chemicals and disease and even health disparities between different classes or groups of people. And so really when we address these issues, we're addressing a lot more than these issues, if that makes sense.
No, I think you're exactly right. I think that they become a shorthand for it's like the tip of the iceberg. You know, is if you looked at it
right.
as an iceberg, and the tip of the iceberg is GMOs or vaccines, and then but what's lurking underwater are maybe fear of technology, that people are feeling overwhelmed, that the there's just so many other issues. We're going to talk more about this documentary, Science. Go to Science Moms. doc.com to download it. It's very inexpensive. It's less than 30 minutes. Well worth your time to learn a little bit more. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, talking with Covenson Apathy. She and a bunch of other really amazing moms came up with a documentary called Science Moms Documentary. You can find that online at sciencemomsdoc.com. And Coven, tell us again how to find this group on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, so find Science Moms on Facebook just by searching Science Moms. And then if you go to sciencemomsdoc.com, you can find kind of all of our the individual Science Moms contact information, Twitter handles. We all have public Facebook pages where we're pretty active.
Now, we were talking in the last segment about some of the things that you address in this documentary. And you talk about genetically engineered crops, which are known as GMOs. You talk about vaccines and the safety of vaccines. You talk about this whole kind of just general boogeyman, which is chemicals in food. Now, as a supermarket dietitian, I hear this a lot. I hear a lot of consumer fears about chemicals in food in a very general sense. And then I hear about specific chemicals that people are concerned about because they saw a Facebook post or somebody shared, you know, maybe it was in the news. Like, what would you say to people who have these fears about generally about chemicals or specifically, is there someplace you would direct them to? Or
yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't tell them that, you know, every single synthetic chemical ever is fine and we shouldn't worry about it and we should never question it. But I think fundamentally, like you say, there's this broader fear of chemicals in food, and then there are specifics. And we, you know, I'm sure as a supermarket dietitian, you've seen products with claims like no chemicals,
right.
Which is, of course, impossible. I mean, it's not that simple, of course. But there's this false dichotomy between naturally derived chemicals and synthetic chemicals, and people believing that because something is natural, it's automatically safe, which is totally not the case.
Sure.
Whether something is natural or synthetic in and of itself has no bearing on the safety, healthfulness, toxicity, environmental impact, or anything else really about any specific substance. So first of all, don't go around, you know, buying things that say they're all natural, especially supplements, and popping them thinking that they're not going to interact with
Great
your
point, yeah.
existing medications or affect you. So I guess in a nutshell, that's what I would tell people. But really, outside from kind of the extremists that don't, you know, conspiracy theorists that don't trust anything, I think FDA, USDA, when you're talking about kids, AAP, American Academy of Pediatrics, all of these sources are good places to start for sifting through this information. And, you know, as I said earlier, we Science Moms, a lot of what we do is talking about how to think, how to find the best information, because we all go through this maze every day. None of us are omniscient and none of us know everything. So really, if you have questions, hit us up either by direct message if you'd rather keep it private or on social media. We really are very sincere, nice people who want to talk. please don't take our interactions with belligerent trolls to be how we'll treat you. If you have questions about genetic engineering, we'll either answer them or put you in touch with someone who can.
You know, and I think a couple things that occurred to me as you were talking, you know, I love the way you started this documentary because you start out with that whole idea that, you know, natural products can, even if something's natural, can kill you. And there's a funny series of like, almost like cartoons showing different things that are going to kill you that are natural, like wild animals. And I really appreciate you making that point about supplements. And we've seen a lot of things in the news, like when people take supplements that are quote unquote natural and it can make them very sick. It can even kill them. So.
Oh yeah. I just saw a story about this guy who, he bought some apricot kernels that were sold next to nuts. And I mean, these contain cyanide.
Now, right.
I mean, these pits produce cyanide, and he ate them thinking that they were like nuts, and you're only supposed to have like 3 or 4.
Yes.
But because it's natural, there's this assumption that you can just have it. And it's totally not his fault. He's a victim here.
Right.
It just goes to show.
Right. Well, and the other thing that you said about where to go for resources, and you say this in the beginning of the documentary, sometimes when you put in, I had somebody write to me the other day, and she was concerned about a particular ingredient. And I asked her, I said, why are you concerned about this particular ingredient? I just wanted to find out where she was getting her information from. And her response was, well, Leah, if you put in the name of this ingredient and is it good for you, you won't believe all the name. I said, but the problem is if you could do that with anything, like you could do that with strawberries, you could do that with brown rice, white rice, quinoa. If you're looking for the negative, you will find it in those first 5 or 6 hits that come up on your Google, Dr. Google search. So you need
our critical thinking skills have certainly not caught up with this glut of information we now have at our fingertips.
Well, and you made a good point, too, is when you are looking for information that tends to be more science-based and evidence-based, look for sites that are like USDA, FDA, CDC, university sites like Purdue, Cornell.
Yeah. Clinic's a good one.
Mayo Clinic. Talk to your cooperative extension.
Call up your nurse's hotline if you have a health question.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor.
Yeah.
A real doctor, not a naturopath.
Right. So, you know, because there's some of these other sites, they're blatantly out there trying to make money. They're blatantly trying to sell you something, whether it's a supplement or some sort of cure-all or a detox or a cleanse. And folks, you need to be aware that these people, if they're trying to sell you something, that should be a big red flag. So be very careful about some of those sites. And again, I want to tell people again, this documentary that Coven and I have been talking about, Science Moms, is really well worth your time. Go to sciencemomsdoc.com, download it. It's very inexpensive and it is a really great, documentary, very, fair and just lovely to watch. So, Coven, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate all your kind words, Leah. Thanks for having me.